Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z-Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood? People, what's up, this your boy Z-Fly. I'm coming at you real hot and fresh style. That's how I do every Sunday night on the FLY radio. You know what it is. What's going on, people? It is June the 17th, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the daddies, the baby daddies, the father, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Happy Father's Day. Today is your day, so make sure that you do live it up, all right, that's what's up. All right, you know what I'm talk about Father's Day a little bit later, but today's gonna be a really good show. I got some good music for you. You already know I got a good music for you. Really hot topics, yeah, sure do. Got a really hot topic for you. Got a lot of stuff going on in this hour. Got some real hot, real fresh music for you to look out for. You don't want to miss that. And of course, I got a drunk off the juice for you. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I am your boy Z-Fly, and you are keeping it real hot and fresh right now. So that's just how it is. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the Bustas and Skeezas. But before I do, I just want to let everybody to know that, you know, I definitely want to hear you all tonight. Okay, I want you to call in, speak with me. You know what I'm saying? Any topic that we're talking about, I want you to let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, you got something to say. So definitely hit me up. At 646-200-3136. You can hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. And, you know, the Facebook is open as well. Facebook.com/Real Hot Fresh. You know what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. So, let's go ahead and get into those Bustas and Skeezas. This is like one of my favorite segments of the show. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. So, today, my Bustas and Skeezas, I'm talking to the males. Since it's Father's Day, I just want to say that males, today is a very special day. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of times, you know, the dads, you know what I'm saying, you might not get as much recognition as the moms on Mother's Day. But you know what I'm saying? But a lot of times, you know, it's not because you're a guy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think, oh, because I'm a guy, you know what I'm saying, I'm the daddy, they don't really care. No, it's because a lot of dads don't do anything these days. I mean, hey, I'm just putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? There are just too many baby daddies who are not in the picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, the moms are raising the children. The moms are being the mom and the dad. The dads, you know what I'm saying, you're having the babies, but then you leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, it's just, to me, it's crazy how a guy just feel like, you know, you give a woman a child, and then it's like, your hands are free. No, you both made that child. And anything, more, I'm pretty sure in most cases, you were the one that started the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this: if you have children out there, remember, like, you know, your life is not about you anymore. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of young guys out there who are having children. But my thing is, why are you having children? Like, why are you, like, having unprotected sex anyway? You know you don't want a child. So when a child gets there, then you just, like, give it to the mama, whatever, whatever. You try to wipe your hands clean. And it says, whenever you make a baby, I don't care how young you are. I do not care how young you are, 12, 13, whatever. You now have a responsibility. And see, I don't think these young guys seem to get that. Like, you brought a life into the world. Like, that's big. Like, it ain't like you bought a dog and it's like, oh man, this dog is getting on my nerves. I don't want this dog no more. It's going back. No, you brought a life, a human being into this world. You now have a responsibility. And you know, I don't feel bad for these young guys who have children and like, oh, I'm young. I have my whole life ahead of me. Okay, but you weren't so young when you was having sex, now were you? Yeah, so I don't feel bad for you. You got a responsibility. You need to take care of it. Stop trying to be a deadbeat dad, because let me tell you something. If you have life and then you neglect to raise that life, you're a deadbeat in my book. You're a deadbeat, and there's no way around it. There's no, you know what I'm saying, nobody doesn't need it to, you know, to try to console you, make you feel good. You're a deadbeat from this point. And that's what I gotta say. I'm just saying. Because one thing you want to be is Busta and Skeezer free. Alright? Alright, y'all. So that's your Busta and Skeezer for this week. I am your boy Z-Fly. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with me. Guess what? The show is good. It's just getting started. So, you know what I'm saying? Be sure to log in. Be sure to get your questions ready. Whatever, whatever. Because tonight we're all gonna be talking about some hot stuff. Tonight. But, you know, I didn't want to go there. I didn't want to talk about the Chris Brown and Drake fight. But you know what? I said, hey, it's a hot story, and it wouldn't be real hot and fresh if I didn't talk about it, right? So remember, this is the summer edition of the show. This is keeping it really hot all summer long, and you'll know that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring you hot topics and hot guests all summer long. So this is the first edition of the show, so get ready. Right now, I'm going to get into some music for you. I got that TLC, Who's It Gonna Be? But remember, hit me up at Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh, because I'm about to get it real hot on Twitter, all right? Let's go hot with TLC. Is your boy Z Fly. This is FLY Radio.
I wanna get with you, but it seems so crazy. time and time. Letting all these engines know that you will always be mine. Disappeared and reappeared, we held it down through the years. All the crazy, we've been through, can't take no more tears. Fell in love when I first met you, put you all on my team. Introduced you to my crew, told you my every dream. It was us against the world, nobody could come between. Passion is crazy if you know what I mean.
Gonna be TLC. What's up, y'all? Then we back to the show. This is the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show with your host, Z Fly. Now, everybody, once again, Miss GG, my co-host, she's not able to be here this Sunday. She has a lot going on in her life. So, shout out to GG. She'll be back very soon. But you know what? Y'all rocking out with the best. You got your boy Z Fly right here, and you know how I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it raw. I'm gonna keep it hot. I'm gonna keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? This is the FLY Radio. Now, remember, everybody, the number to call in to speak with me is 646-200-3136. Now, write that number down, okay? 646-200-3136. And, of course, you can hit me up on Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh. I'll be checking it throughout the show. If you got any comments or questions or anything that you want to, you know what I'm saying, me to shout out for you, anything. And also, if you are in the Blog Talk Radio chat room, then you can definitely hit me up in there, and I'll get your questions and comments on the show. All right? And just remember, we are live, okay? All right, so let's get this show started. Okay, so the first topic, everybody, is, of course, we got to talk about that Chris Brown and Drake brawl. Now, let me tell you something. You know, like I was saying before the break, I wasn't going to talk about it because, to me, I think it's foolish. But you know what? But a lot of people was talking about it. A lot of people was like, Z-Fly, you got to talk about the Drake and Chris Brown. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, I'll talk about it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'll put it out there for my people. If y'all want to call in, let's talk about it. Let's discuss it. Y'all know, let's do it. All right, so as y'all know, and I believe it happened on June 12th. And if I'm wrong, you know, y'all will just correct me. But basically, you know, Chris Brown and Drake, they was at a club in New York City, you know what I'm saying, partying, you know, doing whatever. But now, supposedly, Chris Brown had, like, sent, like, Drake, like some champagne or wine or something like that, you know, something about, you know, like a peace offering or something like that. But supposedly Drake has sent something back talking about Rihanna or something like that, like, oh, I had Rihanna, I don't know. But basically, let me just read the report so I don't be, you know, ad-libbing too much. So it says that Chris Brown sustained a bloody, well, let me see, at first it says, let's see, oh, yeah, here we go. Chris Brown initially sent over a bottle to Drake's table. Drake then confronted Chris Brown, punched him in the face, and threw a bottle at him. And then it says in a tweet that accompanied the photo of the cut. Now, as y'all probably seen it by now, you know that Chris Brown has a cut, you know, like a gash on his chin. And I believe Chris Brown entourage, he got a gash in his skull, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, his skull got busted open, you know what I'm saying? It says, I'm following a nasty brawl with Drake and his posse, and new, you know, about Rihanna. Now, supposedly this fight was about Rihanna. It says, NYPD, you know, Chris Brown, 23, and Drake, 25, plus the respective entourage, had a brutal fight at the WIP nightclub in downtown Manhattan. You know, punches and bottles were thrown during their you know, during their brawl or whatever, in which five people sustained injuries. It says speculations abound online that the R&B hip hop star's first exchanged words over singer Rihanna, the We Found Love singer, has been secretly hooking up with, you know, Brown, and supposedly hooked up with Drake as well. Okay, so those are the reports. So basically, the fight started over Rihanna, whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay, now here are my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? If y'all have any thoughts, you know what I'm saying, call in 646-200-3136. My thing is, Chris Brown has a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? He has like that model chick. I forgot her name. He's dating her. You know what I'm saying? I think he tattooed like her name or either her face on his arm or somewhere like that. Like, who does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he still, you know what I'm saying, want Rihanna, then why is he, you know what I'm saying, tattooing this other girl on, you know, his arm? You know what I'm saying? That's on some marriage material, if you ask me. Now, Drake, I don't know what's going on with Drake. I don't know if Drake just wanted to start something. Like, I feel like Drake really doesn't want Rihanna. It's just like he's just enjoying the fun of it. But here's my thing. Like, here's why I didn't want to even report this story is because it's ridiculous. Like, these are, I mean, yeah, they're 23, 25, they're young, but forget that. They're celebrities. Now, just because they're celebrities, not saying that, you know, they're not going to ever fight. But what I'm saying is you hold a certain status than just the regular person. You fight over a girl who really don't want the one of y'all. You know, like, I ain't trying to put it out there, but I am. A lot of people call Rihanna a hoe. Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're saying it. They're saying she's a hoe. You know, because Rihanna has been dating a lot of guys lately. And I just feel like Rihanna really don't want either one of them. Rihanna's probably sitting back smiling like, oh, these guys are fighting over me. She probably think it's cute. Of course, she's going to act like she don't think it's cute. But you know she likes that. She got Chris fighting over her. She got Drake fighting over her. You know what I'm saying? She's feeling like the center of attention. But these two boys are looking stupid right now because, for one thing, you're fighting over what? Like, seriously? You fight over Rihanna and she don't want neither one of y'all. I just think it's just looks bad on them. Like, you are, you know what I'm saying? Y'all always talk about y'all grown men and y'all holding this down and you're doing that and you're doing that. But then you get into a club and you fighting. The police involved, folks getting arrested. I mean, now I was reading the story too, and just like they say, like five people got, you know, innocent bystanders getting hit. One girl, she said that, like, she was sitting down on the couch, right? Okay, she was sitting down on the couch, and then, like, she saw people running running, I guess running towards them, fighting. She said that she didn't want to go towards it. She said that she got, like, behind the couch, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? To try to, you know, go for cover. But her mistake was she wanted to peep out, you know what I'm saying, see what was going on. Once she peeped out, a ball hit us dead in the face. Sure did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, people getting hit in the face with bottles. You know, you heard of bottles popping, right? Well, they was popping, all right, popping people in the face. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's really dangerous. Because, you know what I'm saying, like, you break a bottle, and once you break a bottle, hey, I mean, it's a deadly weapon now, because hey, it's really sharp on the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, the entourage got cut up. My thing is, I think Drake people was fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, Chris Brown got skin missing on his chin. He got a gash, you know what I'm saying, on his chin. His entourage, man, got a big gash in his head. Obviously, Chris Brown, he ain't paying his entourage a much. He ain't paying them much, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, your entourage, they supposed to have your back, G, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown and his entourage gets beat down. What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? Drake, hey, he walk out, his people walk out looking pretty good, you know what I'm saying? What's up with Chris Brown camp? Now, also, too, it says that that Drake has been cooperating with the police, you know, so he's been answering their questions, whatever they ask, he's cooperating. So far, it says that Drake is not a suspect. So, I don't know. To me, it's really crazy. I just think it's crazy. Like, when are these people going to grow up? You know what I'm saying? It's like, to me, ain't it crazy, people? You know, like, you have what a lot of people want. You have the fame, you have the money, you can do whatever you want to do. And you can't find nothing that's better to do but then fight in a club. Public place with, like, your fans and people around, y'all throwing bottles, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, like, how does it get to that point? You know what I'm saying? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, how does it get to that point where you just get so out of control that now you grabbing bottles, forgetting that there are people, you know what I'm saying, like people around you, fans around you. You just grabbing bottles, you throwing bottles, you hitting people with bottles, bottles are breaking, bottles hitting people in the face. You know what I'm saying? People got headaches, concussions from bottles being thrown. Like, you just forget that you're in a public place. Like, you let something, you know, elevate you to that point that you just forget that, you know what I'm saying, you forget your reputation, you forget you're a celebrity, you forget that you're supposed to be, for some people, a role model. All that just goes out the window. Like, you just get really ghetto in the club. So, there, that's all I'm going to say. You know, I really didn't want to talk about this because I think they both should be ashamed. You know what I'm saying? I think they both should be ashamed. I don't really talk about it no more. If y'all want to call in and talk about it, hey, we'll talk about it. You can talk about it. I'll hear your thoughts on it, whatever, comments, whatever. Hey, do it. 646-200-3136. Again, it's 646-200-3136. And hey, you know what I'm saying? If you got anything to say, then say it. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get into another break. You are keeping it real hot and fresh with me right now. I am your boy, Z-Fly. Thank you. And guess what? Coming up next, I got that Drunk Off the Juice for you. That's right. I'm talking about your favorite celebrities. I'm talking about Kanye West supposedly tweeting a naked picture of his boo, Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. You don't talk about that. And also, we're going to talk about Nas. And, you know, how Khalees, his ex-wife, how she kind of hurt his feelings a little bit. That's right. Khalees hurt his feelings. And I also got that album title of the fifth album of 50 Cent. You know, he's been talking about it forever and a day. So let's just see what he actually going to call it. All right. So this is your boy Z-Fly. You're on FLY Radio. And right now, let's get into some Diddy. He's saying, good morning. Yeah, yeah.
Daddy Money. Ricky Ralph.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed. First time fish selling in the 6 speed. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, a dime with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, honey carrots and the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it started.
Catch a boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know we're the Lord of the movie.
Came up in it a little bit self-centered, but did I kill a queen? The Alexander McQueen's got the wrist on glow, the bottles is on poke. Got that what the fuck I look like, bitch? I run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100,000. Man, last time I checked, I was bubbling now. Got to turn down shows out in Dublin now. Wait, hold on, maybe they ain't get that tear. Like 1,100 horses when I switch that gear. I just swerve on them, sorta like I missed that deer. Then I press the letter button on the shit back here. Bitch, I do it cause I get it, I got $1 billion credit. If you got a nigga dollar, you can put it up and bet it. I just be like, hello, but I never could salute them. Young money, I do it for the youth,
hello.
Down.
Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know. That you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights
on. Cause I'm aiming on the ball. Let me see the limits on. Any balls, I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag. I've been slapping on the head. 20 bag, cause the bitch won't stop.
That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we know,
I know, 'cause I'm
on that movie. You know, we know, we know, we know, we know.
Hello. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, bitch. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's rock, let's work. Make it feel good, sweet, let's work. Don't stop, I see you, let's work. Get that dirty money. How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me.
Y'all, this your boy Z Fly, and you is now keeping it real hot and freaky, freaky fresh. And right now, it's time to get you drunk off the juice. All right, y'all. So this week, I am talking about the celebrity that's always making headlines. Now, did y'all hear about Kanye West tweeted a new pic of a woman eating most of the like an apple. I think she's eating an apple. But anyway, most of the web, of course, you know, assumed it was Kim Kardashian because you could only see the back of her head and then, you know, a little side boob, but you couldn't really see the face. But adult film star Amelia Miley actually came forward and stated that she was, the person that was actually naked in the pic. You know, it's funny how a naked photo can go viral and everybody just thinks it's Kim Kardashian because, you know, Kanye West has tweeted it. You know what I'm saying? So basically, Amelia, she said that, you know, if you want proof, she said, look at the back dimple piercings. She said, Kim doesn't have those. She said, also, she said, her right wrist piercing showing in the pic, too. So, yeah, so it wasn't Kim Kardashian, everybody. It was an adult film star. But my thing is, why would Kanye West be tweeting that anyway? And you're with Kim Kardashian. I'm just saying. I'm going to move on. All right. So, did y'all hear about Machine Gun Kelly? He's gone crazy, right? So, Machine Gun Kelly allegedly threw a bottle at a bouncer, which resulted in his finger getting sliced open. You know what I'm saying? People throwing these bottles. I'm telling y'all. Now, the bouncer is suing the rapper. Now, Machine Gun Kelly supposedly used a liquor bottle as a weapon, you know, during a brawl. Actually happened back in January, but, you know, now, you know, the lawsuit and everything is finally coming through. So, Lon's lawyer are saying that, Machine Gun Kelly nearly sliced off his hand or his finger, basically. And, they're going to sue him. They're going to be suing him. $15,000. That's actually in excess damages. Now when it first happened, you know, Machine Gun Kelly, he did spend a night in jail. So I don't know, that's going on now. So I'll keep you up to date with what's going on with him. But all I gotta say is people better start throwing these bottles. All right, so let's talk about a little bit of Nas, shall we? Now Nas had elaborated on the circumstances that led up to his ex-wife Khalees abandoning her green wedding dress. Now the same dress he's posing is actually going to be on the album cover, which is, you know, his new album called Life Is Good. Now Nas says that he was deeply hurt by his former love, this, you know, discarding the dress that she wore the day that they tied the knot. You know what I'm saying? Now he said that, you know, he don't know if like she left it on purpose or accidentally, but the point is she hasn't been back to get it. You know, my thing is, you know, she probably didn't want that dress. It probably would remind them of, you know, her life with Nas and how they're not together no more. So she's like, she don't need no more. She ain't married to you. Well, sorry, Nas. Hurt his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of people who used to be together, well, actually, let's just move on to people who are saying they're not together. But I don't know, it's looking like it. That's right, I'm talking about Roxy and Eddie Murphy. You know, Roxy from 106 and Park. Now, you know, like, they claim that they're not together, but, you know, a while back, you know, they was talking, you know what I'm saying, just getting coffee, in parentheses, just getting coffee. They was at, like, a coffee shop that was in West Hollywood. And basically, you know, she said there's nothing going on, that they're just friends or whatever. But I don't know, lately, they've been spotted once again. The couple was spotted on a hotel balcony together. Now, as y'all know, Eddie Murphy, he's 51 years old, and Roxy, she's 28. You know what I'm saying? They've been keeping a low profile because, you know, I guess they don't want nobody to know. But later, they both went for a dip in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, Ashley said that Roxy went for a dip by herself in the ocean. But I don't believe that. But I don't know. They might as well just go on and say they're together. But all I'm going to say is Roxy better look out, because you remember what Eddie Murphy did to Scary Spice? Oh, that turned out right. I understand. Look out. All right, now, all of you 50 Cent lovers who have been waiting for his fifth album, well, wait no longer, because 50 Cent puts the finishing touches on his long-delayed, highly anticipated fifth solo album. Now, he actually, you know, he's revealing more and more about this project. You know, he had an interview with 107.9, and, you know, he revealed the album title. Now, the album title is going to be called 5. Murder by Numbers. You know what I'm saying? Now, my thing is, why every time these rappers make albums, why do all that be said about murder or going to jail or, you know what I'm saying, being caught by the feds or running from the cops? Like, don't they ever grow up? How old is 50 anyway? Anyway, the point is, 50 Cent's album is dropping July 3rd, and like I said, it's called 5, so if you're 50 Cent, you know, fans, definitely go out and get you. I know he'll love support. I think. And look. So how y'all feeling? Are y'all drunk yet? Y'all drunk off the juice? Not yet. Okay. Well, how about this? Had y'all heard about you know, J. Cole and Dickie Simmons? You know, feud. Well, supposedly it's no longer a beef. They supposedly, you know, apologize. You know, what happened was they was in San Francisco. And basically, Diggy released a diss track called, you know, What You Say To Me. You know, it was aimed at J. Cole, and, you know, Simmons was on the attack after J. Cole claimed, you know, to have sex with, you know, his sister, Vanessa, you know, on the track Purple Rain. But supposedly, you know, the two, they had, you know, they squashed the beef, you know, they apologized or whatever. So, that's cool. You know, I'm not even going to hate on that, because, you know, there's a lot of hate that goes on already in the world. So, if there are people who squash the beef, apologize, and that's what's up. Alright, y'all, so how y'all feel? So you are now drunk off the juice. That's the last part, y'all. That's for this week. Also, just to let you know, before we drink off the juice segment, I was playing the Rap Song by Rashida. Be sure to check out Love & Hip Hop tomorrow, because the girl Rashida, she will be on Love & Hip Hop season. So that's what's happening. And if you don't know Rashida, you know, she did have, I did interview her back in February, actually. So definitely go back and check out that February. She was on her new tape. So yeah, so big to Rashida, and that's up. Alright, y'all, so the time is 7:37 p.m. You're still keeping it raw and fresh 50. Later on in the show, I have a very sensational music star that's going to be on the show. Gloria Ryan is on the show. She's keeping it raw and fresh 50 a little bit later. But so be sure to keep it locked. Join me on the Hot Net Interview Guy. Alright, now we're going to give you some more music. And then coming up next, I got that real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. All that's coming up next on this show. There's so much going on. I mean, FLY Radio is definitely in your ear. Be sure to hit me up on Twitter or go on to Twitter right now. Let's get into some Whitney Houston.
Fine, fine, MCs out there, it ain't no fair. Nobody's got more game than Craig. My third leg will make it hot enough for you to bet. To grab a seat and recline. When the genuine, check out the backs on your mind.
I'm free. You know what I mean? cutting classes, squeezing acid. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby yeah. on the scene. I used to have the tray deuce and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack. Lounging black, smoking sacks up in axe and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat. But all we wanna know is where the party at.
Yeah.
And can I bring my if not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause it's a mess. It don't take nothing but frontin' for me to start something. Bucking it like I was duck hunting. Dumb it out, just me and my crew. Cause all we wanna do is
the rock away. Still dancing, pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back.
Brooklyn.
Lean back.
Uptown.
Lean back.
Queensbridge,
come on,
bro,
I said my nuts don't dance, you can pull up a pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Hunts from the honeys, pounds from the rough neck. See my man say that I knew from the project. Said he had beef, asked me if I had my piece. Sure do, 222s in my shoes. Holla if you need me, love, I'm in the house. Roam and strom, see what the honeys is about. Moet poppin', ho hoppin', ain't no stopping. Big Papa, I'm a bad boy. Wanna front, who got your back?
Biggie.
Wanna flex, who got the
Biggie.
It ain't hard to tell, I'm the East Coast overdoser.
Yeah.
You're scared, you're supposed to. I toast you, put fear in your heart. Stuck the party before it even starts. Is he drunk off a Henny and Skunk? What's a brand new Nubian? He's speeding down punk.
Come on. Don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back.
Brooklyn.
Lean back.
Uptown.
Lean back.
Queensbridge.
Lean back.
Come on. Bro.
I said my nuts don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Lean back. Come on.
In the back looking righteous, in the tight dress, I think I might just hit her with a little Biggie 101, how to tote a cop, and have fun with Jamaican rum conversation, blunts in rotation, my man Big Jock got the in his waist and we're smoking, drinking, got the thinking, if money smell bad then this big is stinking, is it my charm, I got the beating out my palm, she grabbed my arm and said, let's leave calm, I'm hitting skins again, rolled up another blunt, bought a Heineken, the loke out, a kid got choked out, blows were stoned, and a fight broke out. Can't we just all get along so I can put hickeys on a chest like little Sean?
Now get don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back,
Brooklyn.
Lean back,
Uptown.
Lean back,
Queensbridge.
Lean back,
come on. Bro,
I said my nuts don't dance, we just pull up my pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
What's up, y'all? You keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly, and this is the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh only on the FLY Radio. That's right, that's right. And right now it's time for some real hot, real fresh music for you to listen out for. Alright, y'all, I got your top 20. Here we go. Number 20, I got OG Chess feat with the song called Fiend. Alright, number 19, I got Big KRIT. The song is Thank You Kindly. All right, number 18, they got Tito Lopez. He's coming with Father Proud. For number 17, I got Kid Ink. His song is called Drippin'. For number 16, I got that Jeremiah featuring Fabulous with that Ah-ish. Number 15, I got Chic Louch. Song is called Warming Up. Got number 14, Fame Kill with the song Dream On. Number 13, got that Rashawn Jones with Satan Ferrari. Number 12, I got Thriller featuring Tone Trump and Freddie Gibbs. Song is called A Movie On. Number 11, I got Cloud Eater. The song is called Faces and it's featuring Wale. Alright, number 10. I'm at number 10 now. Got D Good. Song is called Underground Queen. And number 9, be sure to check out Usher, that Scream video coming out soon. Usher, Scream video. Be sure to check that out. Number 8, I got Bangladesh featuring Pusha T, Jadakiss, and 2 Chainz. song is called 100. 100, but part of how they said 100. Number 6, I got Kafani featuring Raven Justice. Song is called Time Out. Number 5, I got Tori Lanez. The song is called Konnichiwa. I hope I said that right. Number 4, I got Bucket featuring J Script. Song is called You Ain't About That Life. Number 3, I got JW with Tilapia. Number 2, I got Chief Keith. Song is called Monster. And the number 1 real hot, real fresh music to listen out for is Got the Dream featuring Pusha T with Dope. B.I.B.I. Y'all know the rest. Alright, y'all, so that is your real hot, real fresh music to listen out for. Be sure to listen out for those songs, alright? Alright, you are keeping it real hot and fresh. And look, be sure to keep it locked because it's about to get hot in the next hour. Coming up next, I have some In The Know for you. And right after that, I have an interview with the music sensation Gloria Ryan. She is here. She's keeping it real hot and fresh. We're going to talk about her music, upcoming performances, and much more. Trust me, you don't want to miss this second hour because this is where it really, really gets hot. I'm your boy Z-Fly. Remember, if you want to hit me up on anything, 646-200-3136. And, of course, my Twitter is open, at Real Hot Fresh. And hit me up on Facebook as well, facebook.com/RealHotFresh. All right, so right now the time is 7:55. And you know, and you already know what you're doing. You're keeping it raw and fresh. All right, let's get to some Faith Evans. And once we get back, once again, got that In The Know.
Thank you.
FLY Radio. This is how I do. I'm keeping it real hot and fresh. This is your boy Z Fly. I hope everybody out there is having a good time because I know I am. It is now 7:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's just how it's going to be right now. All right, y'all. So right now, I got that in the know for you, okay? And tonight, I'm keeping you in the know with the sad passing of Rodney King, who was found dead in a swimming pool. Now, I just want to kind of just read you the story because, you know, Rodney King actually was, you know, he was very important, you know, to our time and all this. So I just want to kind of just read you the story how it says. So it says, Rodney King, who videotaped, you know, beating back, you know, in 1991, sparked the L.A. riots, was found dead, you know, in his California home on Sunday. He was 47 years old. Police said that King's fiance discovered him at the bottom of the swimming pool at their California home, about 55 miles east of Los Angeles. Police responded to a call about 5:25 a.m., pulled King out of the pool and attempted CPR, but could not revive him. King's representative, Suzanne Wickman, confirmed his death. According to a lot of people, it says King's fiance Cynthia Kelly told friends King spent the bulk of Saturday drinking and smoked marijuana at some point before she went, to bed at 2 a.m. Okay, so the cause of death is unknown, but police are investigating it as a drowning. The police captain Randy Zanda said that there were no preliminary signs of foul play. King was beaten by the four white LAPD officers following a DUI stop, you know, back in March 3rd, 1991. You know, the footage captured by an amateur videographer show the officers hitting King 56 times with wooden batons. So, rest in peace to Rodney King. You know, for the young people who may not know who he was, you know, just like I said, you know, he was beaten, you know, by the LAPD. And, you know, so, you know, and since then, you know, there has been, like, you know, the saying that, you know, you're going to beat me like Rodney King or whatever. So that's really the sad story. Hopefully, you know, they didn't see any foul play. So hopefully, you know, it wasn't any type of foul play. But, you know, he was drinking. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. But it just says that, yeah, that's about it. So I just wanted to just, that's the end of the note tonight, everybody. I just wanted to kind of dedicate that to Rodney King. I just kind of remember him and, you know, just, you know, with Rodney King's story, just always remember, you know, like the fight that, you know, we have all had and we're still in that fight. So if, you know, so if anybody do remember anything of Rodney King, just remember, you know, just that bad beating back in 91 because it was really serious. So shout out to Rodney King, his family, his fiance, and Ari, and all his loved ones. All right. All right, y'all, so I am your boy, Z Fly. So be sure to keep it up, because keep it locked, because I'm going to keep it hot. Coming up next, we have a very, very hot interview with no other than Gloria Ryan. She is here. She's keeping it real hot and fresh, and I cannot wait to talk to her, because we got a lot to talk about, because she has an upcoming performance. And I'm going to make sure that I'm in attendance. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to be in attendance too, then be sure to keep it locked, because she's going to be telling us all about it coming up next. I am your boy, Z-Fly, and you are now keeping it real hot and fresh with the best. This is Sunday night, and it's 8:03 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're just saying the wrong things.
up to the curb. Down with yourself, cause you can't need help. What you telling me, you don't believe it yourself. How you gonna try when it's based on a lie? You must don't know, you ain't fly, baby, bye.
But a prototype, watch as I kick this shit in the overdrive. I know she like me, but she acting so uptight. I'm a freak, so that means that I'm supposed to bite. Where I go hard, remind you of Dolomite. Rap a song about selling coke, they mean soda, right? Excuse my wrist, I know a shot soda bright. Remind you of a song going supernova, right? All these other dogs all barking no bite. They looking like the dwarves, you ain't trying to play Snow White. Bet you ain't know what diamond shine so bright. I hit you with the ice like a rope in a snow fight. Oh my.
I got you, Paradise. Yeah, yeah. And yo, check it out. They gon' play this from NY to Nova Scotia. Show 'em how to move in a room full of vultures.
Show 'em how to move and show 'em how to move out of. I know that's right. That's a Diddy love song. Damn, show 'em how to move. I hear you, Diddy. That's what's up. What's up, y'all? Y'all still keeping real hot and fresh with me? I hope so. I really, really hope so. This is the FLY Radio right now. It's in your ear all night, all night. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. But thank you for coming back to the show. Remember to definitely hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh, and also you can hit me up on the phone line 646-200-3136. Now, speaking of showing them how to move, my next guest, or actually my first guest, she definitely knows how to show us how to move whenever she hits that mic. We can't help but move. That's right. Music sensation Gloria Ryan. She is coming to the NYC, and she is going to be putting it down this week. You don't want to miss it. But to tell us all about it and to share some music, we got it right here on the show. So I want to welcome Gloria Ryan, the music sensation, to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. Welcome, Gloria.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? I'm so happy you're on the show. How are you? What's going on?
I'm fabulous. I'm happy to be with you. You know, I've been listening to you. I've been seeing your tweets. So, you know, I love how you're really keeping everybody informed about what's going on. And, you know, I know you're real fly. So for you to call me fly, you know, I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Definitely had to have you on the show. You know, because I know you have an upcoming performance. We're going to talk on Drome NYC. Definitely going to talk about that. And of course, your music. But now, for those, you know, those listeners who may not know who Gloria Ryan is, let's just kind of fill them in a little bit. Now, Gloria, now I know that you are a Chicago Southside native, correct?
Correct.
Exactly. Correct. And then, of course, your career is music. So, you know, a lot of times in music, you know, a lot of people think of maybe Atlanta, maybe L.A., and then, of course, New York City. But what brought this Chicago native to New York City to launch your music career?
Well, I was born in Houston and raised in Chicago, but I never knew that I would find myself in New York. It happened where I came here with in a relationship, and you know, we had these stars in our eyes. You know, we were gonna just promote each other, help each other, and just really become these superstars. And you know how life is and life changes, and you know, God has a way of putting everything in place. So here I am in New York City. I'm a Harlem girl. And I've been here, and I'm gigging and doing background for other artists. So, you know, I never knew that it would be New York that I would end up in, but I'm really, like, proud to be here. You know, I've met so many people and done so many gigs, and it's just been such a blessing. So I'm thankful to be here.
I love it. Now, you know, now one thing, I love your story, because there are so many people, especially young people, you know, out there who wants to get into the music, you know, into the music business. You know, a lot of people, they do think New York City, you know, whenever they, you know, want to make their dreams come true. Now, what kind of obstacles, you know, have you faced, you know, trying to get to, you know, where you're trying to get? How about obstacles?
Oh, Lord, how much time do we have? You know, music has been such a learning, music has always been a part of my life, first of all. But it's been such a learning, my stomping ground, you know, my learning ground. I've learned so much, and I've just learned how, you know, you have to keep a level head on your shoulder. You have to have some tough skin in order to be a part of this industry, and you have to just make sure that you build great relationships and keep open relationships and leave yourself open. If you want to do music, you know, maybe you might get into music by doing some commercials, or maybe you may do some movies, or you may do some voiceover work. So you have to be open to when the opportunity comes, you are prepared and you have that experience, because you never know how it's going to come. I mean, I for myself, I knew I wanted to get into the industry by doing background work, so like, you know, being like a supporting vocalist for other artists. But I put it out there, and you know, I was very prayerful about it. And my first gig was with Ashford and Simpson in New York City. So from there, it was Rihanna, Jennifer Hudson, Deborah Cox, Carl Thomas, Freddie Jackson. It's been quite a journey, but I'm thankful. Yeah.
Very very amazing. Okay, so now let's talk about the, you know, the type of music you sing. Now, what genre are you in? Like, what genre would you specify, or I guess, you know, say that you are?
I'm R&B. R&B, baby. Soul music all day.
There she go.
You know, I don't want to make it seem like it's something that's not. I love doing soulful music, R&B, and, you know, Chicago with some, you know, the R. Kelly's and the Chaka Khan's and the, you know, that soulful
all right.
vibe.
All right, so let's talk about your music. Now, I do know that you have a few selections that's out there we're definitely going to play now. Now, are you currently working on an album, or are you just putting out a few songs? Like, what's going on with Gloria? What's up?
I do have my EP that's out. It's available on Bandcamp, so it's GloriaRyan.bandcamp.com. And you can listen to the music. You can purchase it. It's really reasonable. It's $7. I mean, you know, you can't beat that. Like, you're getting great music. I also wrote and produced on my project. But I am currently in the studio recording with my whole philosophy right now is, like, I need to get my voice out there. You know, so I've been
right.
doing some rap hooks. I've been writing with other artists. One artist is named Prince Hot and Secure. I'm going into the studio tonight. And I've been doing hooks with the Pharmacy Music. Shout out to Pharmacy Music, which is DJ McBoo. And it's been crazy. My life right now is amazing. A lot of work, a lot of studio time, and then I'm still doing my live shows. So, the album is coming. But yeah, right now I'm really promoting my EP, and I plan on doing a mixtape because I'm doing like between 25 and 50 collaborations this year with, I'm just working, and I love it, every bit of it.
You are so blessed. All right, everybody, you know what? Let's just hear what Gloria Ryan has been putting down for us, for our ears. Now, Gloria, now, I'm going to get into this first song. It's called Back With You. You know, just give us a little background of Back With You. What is it talking about in the song?
Back With You is one of those, baby, I just can't go on. I just can't move. I can't eat. I can't sleep until I get back with you. Yeah, it's just talking about that love that maybe sometimes you feel like that you didn't have the time to tell them exactly how you feel. It's like finally it pops, and it's like, I got to tell you now. Like, for me, the sun will never shine until I'm back with you again, and that's what the song is about.
That's right. That's what's up. All right, y'all, we are rocking out with music sensation Gloria Ryan. Now, keep it locked, because once we hear her song, I'm going to ask her a few more questions about, you know, some of the artists who inspired her and a little bit more, so you don't want to miss it. But right now, we're going to check out her song Back With You by Gloria Ryan.
Realize I never hesitate to tell you how I feel, and it almost seems too
right, y'all. That was Gloria Ryan. The song was called Back With You. Now, Gloria, I have to read this quote. I believe it was by SoulBounce.com. Now, the quote says, Gloria's voice is a soulful confession that is both sweet and light while effortlessly maneuvering over the highest highs that we haven't heard since Mariah. I need to know, how do you feel whenever you hear that you are being compared to a Mariah Carey? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, how do you feel? Like, let me know.
It's wow. I'm speechless at times because, you know, Mariah is who I grew up listening to. You know, she's definitely one of my musical idols, Mariah Carey, Minnie Riperton. It's amazing, and I do not take it for granted, you know, but I also know that it's nothing that I did on my own. So it's a blessing, you know. It's my parents and God.
Exactly. Definitely a blessing. Now earlier, you know, you told us a few artists that you know, had the chance to work with. Now, growing up, who were some of those artists, you know, that kind of inspired you?
Growing up, oh my goodness, I was really like that kid that was listening to my mother's albums, like, you know, I played outside, but there were many times when my mother would find me, like, next to her album player, like, playing Tina Marie or Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, you know, the greats, Aretha, and then with playing and listening to their albums, I would also be reading their credits, you know, so I would see, like, a lot of names that just kind of stuck with me, and, like, maybe that they were up and coming at that time, that they were doing backgrounds for these artists.
Right.
I was like, wait a minute, you know, Luther Vandross is doing background for Patti LaBelle, you know, Whitney Houston's doing background for Aretha Franklin. Like, wait a minute, you know, it's just, I definitely paid attention to that, and that's just to name a few, like I said, Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald. Around my house was always some jazz, some hip-hop, everything was in my house, so I was influenced by even some rock and roll, you know, like it was just, my mother definitely has a vast history, gave me a vast history of music, and I really love a lot of music. So.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, so everybody, if you do want to call in and speak with Gloria Ryan, definitely do so. The number is 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136 if you have any questions or comments or anything for Gloria. And I also want to shout out to the Blog Talk Radio chat room. They are showing their love for Gloria, you know, just really boosting it up. So thank you to everybody who is in the
I
Blog
see
Talk
them. Hey, guys.
Hey,
hey, Kiara. Hey, Joe. Hey, Michael. Hey, Nicole. I got to shout out my people, my juke joint crew.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so now, Gloria, now you know we have got to talk about this Wednesday upcoming performance. Now, everybody, she will be at the Drome, I hope I'm saying it right, Drome NYC. That's going to be June 20th, Wednesday. Doors open at 6:30. Performance is at 7:15. Now, Gloria, now, what can people expect from a Gloria Ryan performance?
Listen, what you see is what you get. Like, I am comfortable on stage. I'm comfortable in my skin. I mean, I may tell a couple of jokes. I may pull somebody on stage to dance with me. It's a party. Like, I want you to feel like anytime you come to my show, like you're taking a piece of me with you. You know, we're family. You know, I don't play the heckler's look. If you heckle me, I will heckle you back.
Okay.
But I always have such a good time with the audience. I mean, we are dancing, we're dropping it like it's hot. We know we're talking a little smack, but it's always a good time. And I love the fact that, you know, my friends, my fellow artists also support. Like, it's nothing like having a support system and having a team. So I'm so thankful for Team Gloria. They really keep my spirits up when I'm having crazy days, great days. Like they really keep it going. Like, it's amazing, you know.
Exactly. All right, so everybody, that's going to be at the Drome. Address is 85 Avenue A. That's between 5th and 6th Avenue. It's going to be here in New York City Wednesday, the 20th. For more information, you can call 212-777-1157. Now, everybody, if you get your tickets in advance, it's only $10, okay? So, everybody, look, $10 ain't bad. Also, you can get more.
We also have the 2-for-1. Like you can get two tickets for $15. So you really cannot beat that. Like, listen, I need everybody to come out. Bring your cousin, bring your mama, bring your auntie. Let's have a good old kiki, have a good old time, because it's going to be a blast. I promise you. I have a lot of different special artists, special guests that are going to be in the house supporting. And I have a great friend that's from Africa. She's going to be opening up the show. Her name is Mambo Say. She's going to be dancing. So it's going to be a great time. It's, you know, we like to give the audience a show. And 2 for $15. You know you can't beat that, Z.
You cannot beat that. And then also, everybody, for more information, you can contact Javon at 917-645-8485. Again, that's Javon at 917-645-8485. This is June 20th. This week, come out and support Gloria Ryan. It's going to be hot. Now, Gloria, now let's get back into your music. Now, earlier you told us that you write your music, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you write all your music or some of the songs? Or
I'm hands-on. I'm either writing, co-writing, co-producing. But that song, Back With You, I wrote, and my producer on it was also from Chicago. So, yeah, I'm very hands-on. I'm open to collaborating. Like, I have a song on my project that's called Gravity. It's written by this phenomenal producer named Cardell that's out of Springfield. But I'm very hands-on with my project, with my career.
Okay, great. Now, let me ask you this question, because I love to ask artists this question. Because, see, now, back in the day, you know, I tried to be a singer, but you see what I'm doing, right? Obviously, it didn't work out. But, however...
You still got time, boo.
Oh, I might got time, but I ain't got divorced. You know what I'm saying?
You need that. I mean, you gotta have a voice.
You gotta have a voice. So, you know, so like back then, whenever I was trying to become a singer, I wrote a few songs, and you know, for me, I would have, like, sometimes they would come to me, or sometimes I would need to be in a quiet place. Whenever you write music, like, what type of environment, what type of setting do you have to be in? You know what I'm saying, to let the lyrics just come to you?
Oh my goodness, it has to be like a comfortable open space. It's, you know, ideas come at different. I've dreamed ideas before. They come to me in the morning. They come to me late at night. Like, you know, you never know when that little whisper is going to come to you. So I don't really have a specific time away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I like to just be comfortable. Maybe have a candle or something lit and just be in an open environment. You know, like, because creativity is such a spiritual thing. You know. It's really a connection. It's that whisper. It's, you know, however, whatever that you want to call it. Like, it's a special bond, and it's you have to be open. If there's any tension in the room, like, you're gonna feel it. I'm gonna feel it, and it's not gonna be a healthy and fun environment. You know, music is meant to be fun. You know,
right.
The part that's not fun sometimes is a business part, because, you know, you got to make sure that you got your business right. But music is meant to be open and fun and expressive. And if I can't express myself and I'm not getting that from you, I'll be like, maybe I'll see you later another time. Because tonight is not the night, boo. I will see you another time. But, you know, it just has to be an open time, open environment, different creative juices. You know, you never know when it's going to come to you. But the point is just for you to be listening and just to be open.
I love it. So now, look, so whenever a person, you know, they listen to a Gloria Ryan album or they're at a Gloria Ryan performance, like, what type of message do you want your listeners, your fans, to get out of your music? Is there a message?
That's a great question.
Look, I keep it real hot and fresh. You hear me? I keep it real hot and fresh. I'm telling you.
I like that question. You know what's so crazy about, sometimes I'm very open, like, especially to my music. Like, you know, it puts you in a very vulnerable place. So what you're getting from me is realness. You know, if I'm feeling some kind of way, I'm going to sing about it. If I'm in love, I'm going to sing about it. If I want love, I'm going to sing about it. So you're getting a little piece of glory. That's why I made my EP Just Glow. And it's really, like, it's for the fans. It's for me to just release and let go, whether it's bitterness, you know, whatever that I'm going through. Like, it's definitely a relief. So you're getting a touch of Just Glow, and that's point blank and period.
All right, there you have it. All right, Shana, we're definitely going to get into another cut by Gloria Ryan. This is going to be called Wait a Minute, but be sure to stick around, because after the song, I'm going to dig a little bit into Gloria's mind and then see what does she think a few of the things that I'm going to ask her about. All right, but right now, we're going to get into Wait a Minute by Gloria Ryan.
Ooh, wait a minute. woman like me for granted, try to come right back into my heart, my head, my back, and my face. Try to rewrite a chapter that you just erased. Baby, I had to back up to get everything you got. Now you're trying to come back in my face so easily, but you're not. What don't you understand?
What makes you think you can't be running back to me? Try to take it from 1 to 100. Why you wanna feed me? Just slow it down. Give me some time.
Give me some time.
If I want you back, you tell me yes. What do you ask?
Don't you know what you get to live on time?
Fly with my very special guest, Gloria Ryan, and I believe we have a caller in the 917 area code. Can you hear us, caller?
Yes, I can.
Hello, how are you? You're keeping it right fresh. Can you state your name?
My name is Javon, and I just want to give both of y'all a shout-out. Love you both.
Oh,
doing your
hey,
thing.
Javon!
Hey, Javon!
Yes, you know, that's my song right there, where they do that at. Oh, my God. I love that line. So,
okay. That's what's
up. Are you doing well?
I'm doing good. Understood. You know, I am waiting and anticipating this Wednesday, June 20th performance by my girl Gloria. You know I'm waiting for that, don't you? I'm ready.
Oh, you know that's right. So I know you're gonna come on by, right?
Say it again.
I know you're coming by, right?
You know I am. I want a front.
That's
right. Look, I want a front seat.
That's right.
Oh, it's going down.
That's right. Just want to let everybody know, you know, to treat themselves and a friend. If they buy the tickets now online, 2 for $15, you can't go wrong. And it's still, you still can't go wrong if you pay at the door, it's $10. So, you know, this is going to be the show of the summer. And I feel bad for those who miss it. That's what's up.
Okay.
So I'm gonna let y'all go back to what y'all doing. I'm just listening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Javon.
Love you both. Keep making it do what it do.
Love
All right, love you, love you. All right, y'all, so thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with me and my girl Gloria Ryan. She's keeping it real hot and fresh. So if you're just now tuning in, well, you're very late, okay? So you need to go back and catch up. But we are talking about the music sensation. And then, you know, now, Gloria, I call you a music sensation because your music is just that. It's a sensation. Like, I'm serious. I love your sound. Like, I was listening to your music, and, I mean, like, I felt like I was just mesmerized or something by your voice. I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you, honey. I really appreciate that. You know, I mean, that's what I want you to do. That I want you to feel like you're wrapped in silk sheets.
I am. <definitely.
laughs> Let me not actually. No, I really appreciate that. Honestly, anybody that really hearing me and they haven't heard my voice, like, I mean, I was trained by Dr. Lena McGlynn in Chicago, so it's not like I have been singing since I was a baby, but, you know, it takes training, it takes dedication, it takes hard work, and it just means a lot, you know, people seeing my hard work that I put into it. I put my heart and my soul into everything that I do, so it makes me feel really special for you to say that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, most definitely. All right, everybody. So before the break, I was telling you that I'm gonna get into the mindset of Gloria. So as y'all know, I love to play a little game that I call Thought, and I'm just gonna, you know, so basically, Gloria, you know, I'm just gonna call out a few places, people, or things, and you know, you just give me your thoughts on it, okay?
Oh, is this like one word thoughts? Is this any?
You know, actually,
you gotta tell me the rules because I'll break them.
Well, right. It's gonna be more like a phrase, not really just one word, but like just like a, you know, a phrase or something. So,
oh, Lord.
You know,
please don't get me in trouble. Okay.
It'll be good. Okay. So the first one. What are your thoughts on rappers and bar fights?
Bar fights?
Yeah, bar fights. You know, like at a bar.
Okay. Okay. They're whack. You know, if you have a career and you're fighting in a bar, like something went wrong. Like really, like you're making money, you have a career, you have a job. Like we are too old, too grown to be fighting. Like we need to be, if you're going to drink, have a good time and move on. Bam.
Okay. All right. Number two, what are your thoughts on people with no talent becoming rich on reality TV?
Listen, every dog has his day. You know, if that's what it takes for you to get rich and make your money, I'm not even mad at you. As a matter of fact, I need you to buy about 10 CDs.
Okay.
And keep it moving, though.
You know what I'm saying? Number three, what are your thoughts on men in skinny jeans?
That's all I got to say is mm-mm.
Wait a minute. I got a whole rack of skinny jeans. Wait a minute.
No, it just depends. I've seen like some skinny jeans with like leotards. That is not the move, boo. I need a little bit of something.
Okay, yeah. I don't have those. All right, so I'm still good. All right. So number four. What are your thoughts on, you know, making your sexual preference public knowledge?
If you feel like it's necessary to do that, you know, do it. It's not, I mean, I'm all about to eat his own, honey. Like, you don't have to, I don't got to know if you happy, I'm happy, you know. But, you know, I don't have a problem with, like, I was raised to, like, to give love, and then that's it. That's all
right.
I have to say.
All right. That's right. Period. All right. And then the last one is, what are your thoughts on bullying in schools?
Oh, bullying. You know, I had a bully, you know, I mean, listen, children bully each other. It's become more more relevant because with technology, you know, we get to see people's personal stories. And when it comes to bullying, I'm not about that. You know, I'm definitely, my mother taught me to take up for myself. I had a bully, let me tell you, this girl, she tried to beat me up. And my mother was like, she was like, go get her off the streets. I went and got her. The silly little girl came to my front door. My mom was like, what happened with you and Gloria? Did you and Gloria fight? She was like, I hit Gloria. She was like, really? Gloria, you hit her back as hard as you can.
Okay.
Honey, I must have reached for the ground and pulled all the way back up. But that's how I was raised. It's like if somebody is messing with you, you defend yourself. And right. And if it gets too far, then it's time to report it. It's time to take action. So, you know, it's just everybody's going to go through some type of teasing. But, you know, you have to let your kids kind of go through certain amounts. You know, it kind of toughens them up. But when it comes to, like, when it gets serious, no, nah, you need to report that and, like, tell somebody. Tell everybody. That's all I say.
Exactly. All right. So now let me go to the to the chat room real quick. We have a few questions. Okay, we have Joseph. I believe he asked, you know, whose career would you like to have? That's mm-hmm. one question. Another question is, where do you see yourself in 20 years or 40 years from now?
40 years, I'm going to have on my heels. I'm going to be dropping it. No. that's a great question because one thing for sure, I don't know where I may have gotten this, or maybe it's from family or whatever, but, you know, to be successful, you hang around successful people. You know, I see myself eventually becoming a legend. I'm just keeping it honest. And that's why I've worked around a lot of legends, and I've asked them questions, and I've, you know, you take their information and you take it like a sponge. You know, how did they get there? When did they know that this was their time? I mean, I really don't know what the future holds, but I know in shaping my future and shaping my career, I see myself being right up there with the Arethas and the Natalie Coles. But whose career do I love? I love Jill Scott's career. To me, Jill Scott did it, you know, the right way. She stayed true to Jill Scott. You know, she is also doing acting. I also act. And she also was able to do her, she still does her poetry. You know, she still stays true to her, to the essence of who she is, in my opinion. And, uh-huh. and it's still been a slow, and it's been, not slow, it's been a steady build for Jill. I don't want nothing fast. I really uh-huh. don't. I think you can kind of get that with my music. Like, I'm kind of like with the steady, with the slow and the steady.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I appreciate her build. She seems to have a great team around her. Like, they really keep her relevant. And then she has a family. Like, I mean, I do believe I can have it all. I want family and career, period.
Can. Definitely can. So, yeah. And we had a caller in the 702 area code, but I think we lost them. So if you're out there still listening, call in real quick, 702 area code.
Oh, no. We lost somebody?
Yeah, we did. So if you can call in real quick, we'll definitely get you on to chat with Gloria. And Gloria, now, real quick, what advice would you have to those young people, period, who are trying to get into the music industry but maybe having a hard time, maybe think is, you know, they should give up? What advice do you have for those people?
Don't give up. I mean, if you talk to any artist out there, I mean, you have some artists that are able to make it in different ways and slip through the cracks, and, you know, they make it through YouTube or they make it through reality shows. But just, I mean, any artist that you talk to, they're going to tell you it was a 10-year battle. Like, you know, doors closed. People telling you no, people telling you how you should do it. Like, I was told I should change my name. Like, you have to stay true to yourself, pray about it, keep yourself informed, stay around people who are actually in the industry that you want to be a part of, and take lessons. Like, you know, I was classically trained, so I took lessons with Dr. Lena McLean. I asked lots of questions. I went to open mics in New York City when I first got here. And I just made sure I was around. If it was like the dopest singers, I wanted to be around. I wanted to know what they were doing.
Right.
So you have to just be immersed into your field and get out there, like, whatever it takes. And in this age, like, oh my goodness, there's so much available. Different, you know, people want to see what you're doing, from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook. You know, put yourself out there and just take a leap. Take a chance now. You know, I'm still taking my own advice. So it's just, so.
Okay.
Yeah, like, read a book. You know, get books on how to. You know, really, that you have to really do your research and just really become involved in that industry that you want to be involved in, and it really makes a difference.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, we are rocking out with Gloria Wright. And remember, the doors open 6:30 p.m. on June the 20th, which is a Wednesday. The performance is at 7:15 p.m. You don't want to miss it. It's at the Drome in New York City. Address is 85 Avenue A. Let's see, between 5th and 6th Avenue. If you want more information, call 212 212- 877-1157. Remember, tickets, as Donna said, you can get 2 for $15, correct, Gloria?
Yes, 2 for $15.
Okay.
Online ahead of time, in advance.
Okay, and then for more information, call Javon at 917-645-8485. Everybody, this is our new friend to the show, Gloria Ryan. Gloria, I enjoyed this interview. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed you, too. You are so cute. I can't wait to see you in person.
Thank you. Okay, now, Gloria, now I can't let you go anywhere without letting everybody know where they can find you. You know, your Twitter, your Facebook, your MySpace. Mm-hmm. What you got?
Yes. The name is Gloria Ryan, GloriaRyann. That's my real name. People are like, what is that? That's my mom. So I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And like I said, the EP is available at GloriaRyann.bandcamp.com. Just Google me. Hit me up. I love meeting new people, meeting fans, like, you know, get to know my music. Like you make all the difference in helping me get my music out here. So thank you so much for you having this show and just for having this avenue for me to be able to talk about what I'm doing, like make the difference. So please hit me up, Glory Ryan, GloriaRyann.com. Just holler at me, honey. I need to give some shout-outs. Is that cool?
That's cool. Go ahead.
All right. You know, I got to give a shout-out to my West Side crew. What's up to D-Love Management? I got to give you a huge shout-out. Like, they've got my music playing over in Las Vegas, so I have to give much love to Vegas, to D-Love, Daryl Love. What's up to my man Sosa? What's up to Mike, Javon, the Juke Joint crew, everybody that's been really supportive? I can't thank you enough. You know, it's a lot of, this is a roller coaster ride in this industry, so you have to have a team. And I really say, I really feel like I'm building a team that really cares and that makes all the difference. Like, they care about my music getting out there to the people. So huge shout out to my family. I love my mother, my father, my sisters. You know, you guys are wonderful. So, and shout out to Z Fly, baby.
That's right. That's what's up. Well, Gloria, thank you so much for stopping by. And everybody, we're going to end the interview with another song by Gloria called OMG. But once again, be sure to check her out Wednesday, June 20th at the Drome at 6:30 p.m. Don't be late. All right, once again, thank you so much, Gloria, and we will be talking soon, okay?
Thank you, love. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, everybody, this is Gloria Ryan. The song is called OMG.
Keep it down. I'm in a state of ecstasy. Boy, you make me see my life.
Yeah, you is back to the show. I'm your boy Z Fly, keeping it real hot and fresh. Thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the Twitter, the Facebook, you know, all the social network. And very shout out, very special thanks to my guest Gloria Ryan. Now everybody remember, she's gonna be this Wednesday, June 20th, at the Drome, New York City. Definitely check her out, because let me tell you something, she is going to shut the place down. I mean, you know, Gloria, she's definitely a new friend to the show. That was a really, really, I mean, I felt like I wasn't even doing an interview. I thought I was just talking to a longtime friend. She's a very, very great person to be around, and her music just, you know, just sets the tone. So everybody be sure to check out Drome NYC. This Wednesday, June 20th, and once again, the doors open at 6:30, performance is at 7:15. You don't want to miss it. All right, y'all, so let's get into some promotions. So be sure, remember, that I am hosting the Ultimate Rock Star. That's right, I'm looking for my Ultimate Rock Star, all you New York City, New Jersey, and Connecticut people, or actually anybody else who wants to make it to this area. It's going to be hosted at the Majesty Loft, July 20th. Basically, it's going to be like a, you know, think like Air American Idol, X Factor type show, you know, where we're looking for 15 contestants who's going to compete any genre, okay, it could be any genre, you know, and basically, you know, we'll be eliminating each week. Now, the grand prize, whoever wins, is going to be $1,000, but the good thing about this show is that each week, the top performers of the night, they get to win, they can win up to $100, you know, being picked from the money tree. So if you do think, you know, if you feel that you have what it takes to be in the Ultimate Rock Star challenge, so definitely hit me up at realhotfresh@yahoo.com and let me know, because auditions are going on now. So if you are interested, if you're in the New Jersey, New York City, or Connecticut area, then definitely hit me up. What else we got? I think that's about it on promotions. You know, just, you know, definitely hit me up all the time on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh and Facebook on facebook.com/Real Hot Fresh. And remember to check out my YouTube page. It's got some good stuff. It's coming to my YouTube very soon. So youtube.com/Real Hot Fresh. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and shut this show down. I'm going to talk to y'all Flynistas and Flynistos next week in another Real Hot Fresh show. But right now I'm about to get into some 10 ways you know you ghetto, and then I'm going to shut this thing down. Alright y'all, thank you once again for listening. Alright y'all, 10 ways you know you ghetto. Here we go. Alright y'all, number 10. Alright, my bad. Number 10. You know you ghetto if you are attending a ghetto church when they stop worship to announce someone part in the pastor spot and they are currently being told. Now my thing is, you know what I'm saying, that people really should park in the pastor spot, but you actually told the people who did it, what kind of mess is that? Y'all in church doing stuff like that. Number 9. You know you ghetto when everybody else's were invited because they're all remarried to somebody else in the family. You had a ghetto wedding. You know what I'm saying? That's a mess. Number 8, you know you ghetto if you wear a color contact, period. Like, who does that anymore? Like, are people still wearing color contact? Really? Number 7, you know you ghetto if you wear a watch that you know doesn't work. You know what? I gotta admit, I do that. But you know what, though? I mean, my watch don't work, but it's for the style. You know what I'm saying? It goes with my outfit. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all don't need to be, you know, I don't need it to tell the time. I got my phone for that. However, this outfit, you know what I'm saying? All right, number 6, you know you ghetto if right about, if you know what I'm saying, you know you somewhere ghetto if you hear people say stuff like, right about now we gonna slow it down just a taste. Like, who says that anymore? You know, that's like the 80s or something. Nobody says that. Number 5, you know you ghetto if the best pair of shoes you own are sneakers. Somebody can't afford them red bottoms. Nope, you can't. Number 4, you know you ghetto, you know you had a ghetto wedding if the wedding march is an actual march. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you had a parade. They come in marching like they had the Macy's parade or something. Y'all crazy. Number 3, you know you also somewhere ghetto if you hear something like, right about now we're gonna take a pause for the cause. Y'all remember that? That was like back in the 70s, wasn't it? Number two, you might be at a ghetto wedding if the wedding, if the bride's wedding dress is also a maternity dress. But hey, look, but the thing is, you know what I'm saying? They trying to beat, you know what I'm saying, before the child is born, you know what I'm saying, so that he ain't born out of wedlock, you know what I'm saying? So hey, you can't hate on the bride. And number one, you might be talking to somebody's ghetto if they say, "Can I get those 7 digits?" Y'all still using them lines, get them 7 digits. How many of y'all to graduate from the ghetto school? Alright, y'all. This is your boy Z-Fly. Keep it locked next week with another hot show. You know how I do. Alright, y'all. Blog Talk Radio is in your ear. FLY Radio. Peace.